And now, the thriller adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Big Letdown. It came as quite a shock to me to hear that Rosalie McClenahan was going to get married. My good friend Yuki Butcher told me about it. And you know who she was to marry? Yuki Butcher. I couldn't believe it. After all, I had been dating her for quite a while, and I liked her a lot. Yuki said if I didn't believe him, I could just call her up and try to get a date, and that should prove it. Well, I decided to take him up on that. So as today's chapter begins, I'm talking on the phone to Rosalie McClenahan. Mayor Plumfront and Sparky are standing by.
Oh, boy, now why does Big John have to call up that Miss McClenahan? Yuki's already told him that she was going to marry him.
Rosalie, the reason I called, I was wondering if you'd like to go to the summer opera up at the zoo with me Saturday evening. I've got two tickets, and, Oh, I see.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. Oh, I see.
Well, Rosalie, if you're, yes... Well, look, if you're busy Saturday night, then perhaps you'd like to go for a drive with me Sunday afternoon. I mean, the weather's been so nice lately, and we could find a nice quiet place to go for supper. Yes, we could stop in someplace
and... Gosh, why does he have to try to get a date with her anyway?
Oh, I see. Busy Sunday, too, huh?
Yeah, doesn't look like Big John's doing so good there, lad.
Well, then, would you like to go to the opera at the zoo maybe some night next week?
Come to the point, Buster. Come on right out and ask her.
You won't be having any dates anymore? I see. Miss McClanahan, would you just tell me something?
Sounds bad, lad. Sounds bad.
Miss McClanahan, you aren't by any chance thinking of getting married, are you? You're afraid you are, huh? Well, all I can say is the best of luck to you, Miss McClanahan. Yes, well, I'll have to run along now. I'll be talking to you later. Yes, goodbye.
Boys, I guess you heard. Miss McClanahan is going to get married?
Yep. Looks like old Yuki wasn't kidding. Well, he sure is a lucky fellow, is all I can say.
Big John, look, if you ask me, you're the lucky one. Look, did you know how lucky you are? It might have been you who was getting married.
Yeah, I know, Sparky.
Lad, just sit down over here and let me talk to Buster a minute. Just...
Okay, Mayor, but listen. Big John, listen. I sure wish you wouldn't act like you feel so bad.
Well, I don't feel bad, Sparky. See, I'm laughing. I couldn't laugh if I was feeling bad now, could I?
Well, you aren't laughing like you mean it.
Huh?
You're laughing like that clown that Yuki always talks about, Peg Liucci or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I suppose I am. I suppose I am a clown, too.
Now, Buster, you don't let this thing get you down like that. After all, it's like I said before, there are lots of other nice young ladies in this here world. Someday, the one that was meant for you will come along.
Yeah, I know. I suppose so, Mayor.
Sure she will.
Of course, I did say, I thought that Rosalie McClenahan was the girl who was meant for me. I mean, she was so nice and so pretty and so thoughtful. She was a good cook. She was considerate. She was sweet and affectionate.
Mommy.
Well, now, Buster, you'll get over it. Right now, you're feeling exactly the way I felt when the Widow Dilly ran out on me. Remember the romance I had with the very sweet and charming Miss Daffodil Dilly? You remember her?
Yeah, sure. I remember, Mayor.
Well?
Yeah, that's right, Mayor. You had a close call, too, didn't you? You almost got married to Miss Dilly. But it's a sincere thing. You and Big John both don't realize how lucky you are.
Well, now, lad, I wouldn't say that. In fact, I wouldn't mind being married to Miss Daffodil Dilly.
Yeah, sure, because she owns all those oil wells down in Texas, that's why.
Oh, now, lad, you don't think that your old mayor would want to marry Miss Dilly just on account of she's rich with millions of dollars and lots of oil wells. Now, do you, Sparky, lad? You don't think
that? I sure
that?
Don't know any other reason why you'd want to marry her.
She was sweet and charming, lad. Sweet and charming and beautiful, beautiful, yeah.
Beautiful. You wouldn't call her beautiful, would you, Mayor?
Oh, it's all according to how you looked at her. If you looked at her with your eyes closed and pictured somebody else's face where hers was, she wasn't half bad.
Maybe not. But I still say you didn't get interested in Miss Dilly until you found out that she owned all those oil wells in Texas.
Look, fellas, if you guys don't mind, I think I'll go upstairs to my room.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're not going to leave us, are you, Buster?
Oh, I'm a little tired. I just cut the grass this morning, and, I mean, we've got a pretty big yard, and it's a pretty hard job cutting the grass, especially in this heat. I just think I'll go upstairs and, I don't know, just lie down for a while.
Well, if you want to. If you don't mind, I'll stick around here and keep the lad company. You don't mind, do you, Buster?
No, of course not. You know that. You're perfectly welcome to stay as long as you please, Mayor. But if you'll excuse me now, I'll see you later.
Okay, just take it easy.
Boy, man, I think Big John really does feel bad. I can tell.
Yeah, so can I. Old Buster doesn't feel tired any more than I do. He just wants to be alone up in his room with his thoughts.
Yeah, boy. Now, how can a guy get that way over a girl? I told you, girls cause all kinds of trouble.
No, now, you don't mean that, do you? Girls are nice.
Oh, sure, they're nice. When they're not thinking about that silly old love stuff. Look, I don't dislike girls, Mayor. I don't have anything against them. It's just that I just don't like all that romantic much.
Well, I'll bet someday that you'll like that romantic love stuff, too, lad. You just wait and see.
Yeah, not me. I doubt that.
Well, right now, we got to think up a way to cheer up Big John. You got any ideas?
Well, how about going to a ball game? Are the Reds playing here in town today?
No, not playing today. None of the teams in either league is playing today. Yesterday, was an all-star game. They played it right here in old Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. I listened to it on the radio. Yeah. It was a good game, too.
Yeah.
What about the Cincinnati Reds? Do they play tomorrow? Maybe we could take Big John out to see him play then.
No. Tomorrow they play in Philadelphia. Won't be back home Cincinnati till the 28th, and then they're going to play the Phillies then.
Oh, that's too long to wait. It's too long to wait to cheer him up.
Yeah.
We're going to have to think of something else.
Yep, well, looks that way. Well, let's see. What else is going on around town that Buster would enjoy? Let's see.
I don't know. Can't think of anything.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. My old buddy Dick Bray has got a great big motorboat down on the Ohio River, and I'll just bet that old Buster would enjoy riding up down the river on Dick Bray's motorboat. I'll just bet.
Hey, that's a keen idea.
Sure.
Do you think he'd take us for a ride in his boat?
He will if there aren't any logs in the river, he will, yes. You see, old Dick doesn't like to use his boat in rivers filled with logs. I can't say as I blame him, though. But I don't think there are many logs in the river right now. I'll just bet he'd be more than glad to take us for a ride. He always wants to show off that boat.
Well, call him up. Call him up. See if he will. I'd like to ride in this motorboat, too. Go ahead. Call him up, Mayor.
All right. I'll call him up. But look, before I do, maybe you better go upstairs and ask Big John if he'd like to go with us.
Okay. Well, just stay sitting right where you are. Well, how about that? Take a ride in Dick Bray's motorboat. I sure hope there aren't any logs in the river. It sure will be fun. Boy, I wish I had a motorboat. Almost. Wouldn't that be something? Well, here's Big John's room. Hey, Big John, would you like to go for a ride in, Hey, Big John. Big John? Hey, where are you? Maybe he's in the bathroom. Being it's so hot, maybe he's going to take a shower before he takes a nap. No, bathroom door is open. There's no one in there. Maybe he's on the bed in my room. He likes to go in there because it's in the back of the house and the shade tree keeps it cool. Hey, Big John, are you in here? No, he's not in here either. I wonder where he could be. Not in the spare room either. Yeah. Hey, Big John. Hey, Mayor. Hey, Mayor, Pump Front, you better come here. Quick, Mayor.
Hey, what's the matter there, lad? What's going on?
Big John isn't up here.
He ain't up here? Why, there
was... I looked all over. He isn't in his room or my room or the spare room. I looked in the bathroom, too. There's no place else for him to be.
Well, where could he be? I mean, he said he was coming upstairs here.
You don't suppose he left home, do you?
Well, now, lad, what in the world would you want to do a thing like that for?
Well, because Miss McClanahan jilted him. Maybe he left home to forget about it.
Where would he go?
Maybe he went away to join the Foreign Legion.
To join the Foreign Legion? Where'd you ever get an idea like that?
Men do things like that. I saw on television one time about there was this guy that went away to join the Foreign Legion to forget his girlfriend, and she jilted him just like Rosalie McClanahan jilted Big John. Hey, I bet that's what he did. I bet he went away to join the Foreign Legion to forget Rosalie McClanahan. Now, what do you think of that? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I can just see Big John in his Foreign Legion uniform, making his way across the African desert, the hot sun beating down. Oh, boy, he didn't like the heat here in Cincinnati. Wonder how hot it gets in the desert. Wonder if I'll ever see Big John again. Boy, now he's disappeared. Seems like there's always somebody disappearing around here. But we just gotta find him. If we don't, where will I live? Boy, now we got the same problem all over again. I might have to find a place to go to live after all. See you later, kids. I'm going to have to go out and try to find Big John.